We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Atop the San Francisco skyline, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
It's our fourth and final hour this Tuesday. We're going to have a Tuesday trifecta, and when we're done talking to Andrew Brandt, who's coming up next, we will give you our question and topics today, so stick around. We'll also use all the interwebs that's necessary to give it to you. We were just talking about a great year Steph Curry had. This guy here is like, best ever, please, man. LeBron back in 2013. He won a second championship, his second finals MVP, his fourth NBA MVP award, and in the same months won an Olympic gold medal. Yeah, but half the nation hated him during every single minute of it. No one hates Steph Curry, except for angry Cleveland fans who are just angry about anything and will be angry about everything anyways. Because that's the life they've chosen living in Cleveland. It's a life of anger and bitterness and shoveling sidewalks and scraping windows and going home to your fat wife with your phone fat rear end because everyone in Ohio is just fat because you just eat fat all day long because you're cold because it's winter and now you're fat again. Now you're raising your fat kids and your fat wife and your fat dog and your fat mortgage. Actually, it's the only thing you can afford everything. Because no one wants to live there, so the pricing's down. So what do? You get double cheese, and now you're fat.
It's sounds like an exciting place to live.
Pretty much the Ohio Tourist Bureau guide right there. Welcome to Ohio. Bring bigger pants. We'll worry about all that a little bit later on. I'm sure we've offended many. Before we get to Andrew, who'll be joining us in just a minute, John in Stockton, how are you? Let's just call you John Stockton.
David, great show, and I love the fat comment. I just wanted to touch on the Charles Woodson thing. You know, I really think about it. When that man first started his career in the NFL, everyone remembers, you know, he wasn't the typical, you know, he was kind of a prima donna, and he grew into the professional he is.
Yeah, man, he came in winning the Heisman thinking that he had it all figured out day one.
No doubt. And you look at him now and how much he's grown. And, you know, you hit it on the head last segment. I mean, he's a blessing. He's such a blessing to this team, to these young players, of what toughness, pride, and poise really means to the Raiders organization and to get us back, you know, where we need to be. And I couldn't think of a better person, a more complete professional than Charles Woodson to take that role for these young guys. And it's going to be, I mean, his signature on this team is going to be, it's going to be in the next 10 years. You're going to see what stamp he's put on the team, I think, not only as a player, but just showing what it's about to be a pro these last couple years.
Man. I agree.
It's awesome.
The perspective that he gained in his career, he's been trying to pass on to the younger guys on this team. And I mean, it is. It's a blessing to have one of the all-time greats on your team. And that's exactly what Charles Woodson is. He's one of the all-time greats. We're always thrilled to talk to Andrew Brandt, who not only is a legal analyst and a business analyst about football in the NFL for ESPN and Sports Illustrated, but he also spent many years as the Green Bay Packers vice president and was there and was the guy who lobbied the Packers to sign Charles Woodson, who is one of the greatest players in NFL history, therefore one of the greatest players in Green Bay Packers history. Andrew, it's great to have you on.
Yeah, he was, Damon. And again, now we can look back and say he's right up there with Reggie White as the greatest free agent signing in the history of the Packers. But I got to tell you, And this, people may find this shocking, but 2006, we looked around. It had to be 5, 6, 7 days a week into free agency. And we looked at each other and say, wait a minute, no one is running. Running's the word we use. No one's running Charles Woodson? What the heck is going on? Because if you know anything about the Green Bay Packers, they don't play hard in free agency and only jump into free agency when you get past what I call the stupid money the first couple of days. And here he was out there. And you heard things about, well, Raiders, if Raiders don't want him, why doesn't anyone else want him? What's going on with this guy? Is he old? We actually heard teams thought he was, you know, sort of at the age where he'd go downhill. Again, 2006, 9 years ago. And, you know, I've talked about this on Twitter and written about it. I felt like the Green Bay Chamber of Commerce having to sell him on coming to Green Bay, even though we were offering the most money, maybe we're the only team after him. But finally, he and Carl Post and his agent agreed to the deal. I remember the first thing he asked was, do y'all wear black cleats? So just kind of a weird thing for him to ask.
It's a weird follow-up question to signing with the team.
Thinking back to his days at Michigan. And speaking of Michigan, last thing is that's what I tried to portray it. I said, listen, you know we're not going to have the bright lights in Green Bay, but it will be somewhat like Michigan where you have a community that wraps itself around a football team and it's all about football and you'll have a great time and you'll be adored.
Charles Woodson was not exactly universally adored, though, in his first few seasons, which probably led to his free agency and the Raiders wanting to go in another direction. And here's a guy who in the last couple of seasons, I think, really gained an awful lot of perspective about who he was, his role in the game. Tell me about the maturity process that I thought really took hold of him when he got to Green Bay.
Yeah, again, 2006, and I'm trying to think how many years he'd been in the league. Probably 5 or 6 by that point. I think he did a 5-year rookie deal, and then he had a franchise tag or something like that. But, you know, when he came in, we had just hired Mike McCarthy. We were going through changes in our own organization. You know, we had – there were some bumps. Because he comes from Oakland where there's just a different scene out there. It's a much different atmosphere at the Raiders than the Packers for a lot of reasons. So there were some bumps. I mean, there was an adjustment period between him and McCarthy, between him and Green Bay, between him and the Packer way, if you will. But it ironed out after a while. And just, you know, my memories of Charles is like first minicamp practice. Oh, my God. I mean, what? We haven't seen an athlete like that, sort of John Elway-ish, where the first step he takes on the field, he is the fastest, he is the strongest, he is the best defender we've had, he is the best punt returner we've ever had. He's someone that just...
Don't let Desmond Howard hear that, by the way. Jeez.
Well, he was kicks. Yeah,
all
he
right,
was
okay, both. Okay, okay.
But I just saw him, you know, the way, the ease which he handled the ball and... So it was right away. And then, of course, the leadership came in. And like you said, not right away, but leadership came in over the next few years. And I just remember, as I tweeted out when I heard the news about him last night, we had some defensive backs, young guys, kind of mouthing off to coaches, dealing with ways they wanted to play, dealing with authority in a different way. And Charles just said, you know, I got this. And he did. He took care of it. So he was a coach on the field. He was a coach. He was a leader. He was someone to look up to for the young guys.
Andrew Brandt, ESPN, Sports Illustrated here on 95.7 The Game. As he made the transition from lightning quick prime of his career to lost a step moving into the position of safety, how did he handle that? And it seems like he's one of the few guys that is as good at his second position as he was at his primary position.
Yeah, and I can't speak to that from a front office view because I had moved on from the Packers into this world of media. But I do think that there's a guy that in some ways, even though it's kind of an old guy now, he's kind of a wave of the future where you have safeties that can lock up in coverage. Because you know every team's going 3 wide, 4 wide, 5 wide, and the game is so open right now. You just can't be this in-the-box bruiser-type safety anymore. You have to have coverage skills, and obviously he does. And yeah, he doesn't run the way he used to, but he knows how to lock down receivers as well as anyone. So I would think that move for him was certainly seamless on the field. As to how he took it himself, I think it, just knowing the leader that he is, he's take it for the team. And it's, as you know, it's ironic when someone plays their career on one team, but in his situation, he goes back to the team he started, and for a 19-year career, whatever it is, to be on only two teams is really unique in these day and ages.
It is. Not that anyone goes in with a logo embossed on their forehead, because obviously they have the busts that get enshrined in Canton, Ohio. But the question is, does he go in as a Raider? Does he go in as a Packer? Which fan base sends the most there that day to honor him? I think it'll be really interesting, because two very proud, very different fan bases both love this player very much.
Yeah, very much. And it's ironic. I remember being out there when we're playing not the Raiders but the 49ers, and we had time because we got there on a Friday and the game was Sunday. And there was a little shuttle taking people, you know, in the hotel, not the team, but taking them up to the wine country in Napa. And two people from our organization got on that bus, me and Charles Woodson. We wanted to experience the wine tasting. So he was certainly comfortable at that area his whole career, and it's great that he's going out there.
Absolutely, and he's we learned yesterday he's quite a wine maker. He's got a nice post-vintner career to enjoy. Andrew, Odell Beckham, I don't know if he's going to be a winemaker, but he's got the whole world complaining about the guy right now. And look, I got to be honest with you. That is one of the all-time cheap shots I've ever seen put down on film. And it's definitely the all-time cheap shot if you're asking me, was it an offensive player that did it? I've never seen anything like that. I think it takes quite a set of brass ones to even try to appeal, which is the easiest suspension I've ever seen. I think it should be longer. Is there any chance he wins?
No, I don't see any way he wins. They're going to bring out, I would think, some of the things we've seen in the media the past day about the Carolina bringing out bats in the pregame or slurs or even racial slurs. I don't think any of that will be a proper defense. You said it. I've said it for years. Number one priority in the NFL has been and is head and neck safety. For this to happen, ironically, with the movie Concussion coming out, with every emphasis that we've had this year on head, neck, and safety, it's just amazing that it lasted as long as it did. And I saw what you saw, what millions of saw. Forget all the little skirmishes between him and Josh Norman. When he loaded up and went for the head, which is what you're referring to, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
And from an offensive player. And it has to remain. I mean, Aqib Talib got a game for an eye poke. So I was expecting, I don't know if I was expecting more, but I wouldn't have been surprised if it was more.
I thought they were going to sit him the rest of the regular season. And you know what I would like to see? When something so grievous happens, if the player goes to appeal, if they lose the appeal, here's the deal. Your suspension's doubled. Are you sure you still want to appeal? Wouldn't that be a nice little wrinkle to throw in?
There's no disincentive to appeal. This has always been something, when I was with management, that we were frustrated us, whether it was injury grievances or whatever. There was, all you had to have was a stamp and a call to your union lawyer, and that was it. There was no disincentive to doing it. But again, you never know what will come out of these things. It's being heard by an independent arbitrator, and the fact that he was hired by both the PA and the league. But I think I'd give it a 5% chance of anything less than the game.
You pivoted a little bit to the topic of the movie Concussion that's coming out. How is CTE covered under the current NFL concussion settlement? Is it at all?
It's not. And that settlement is not final. Let me just update people. It is final from the trial judge's point of view. There are appeals to the Third Circuit, which were heard about a month ago. I sat in those appeals. I didn't hear anything that would make me think they wouldn't bless the judge. But here's the fact. CTE will not be covered. And this is going to be something that's going to get more headlines as the movie comes out, as we learn more about the disease. It just is something where the lawyers and the NFL made this $765 million settlement covering dementia, covering Alzheimer's, covering ALS, covering Parkinson's, all kinds of things. But since there's not a diagnosis for the living with CTE, that's a main reason it wasn't included. I just think as with the science improves, that's going to be a regret from the legal community for the plaintiffs. We'll see. But
you know what it feels like a little bit to me, Andrew, is when you know, the scene in the movie about the big car company not doing their recall, and you go into the bean counter's office, and he's like, "Okay, this many people have to die for it to cost us this much to actually fix the car and make that decision." And it feels like that's sort of the race the NFL is playing with this. Like, we all know it's coming. And we're just going to postpone as long as we can while it's financially prudent. But, I mean, there's a big bill they're going to get handed here at some point, right?
Well, they're avoiding the biggest bill, I think, which is potentially billions, not hundreds of millions, billions of legal exposure in a lawsuit. And I have to say this. I understand why the plaintiffs are settling. These lawsuits can take not 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 years. And then every plaintiff's going to be on the stand and say, well, how'd you get your injuries? Football. How many years of football? 20. How many years in the NFL? 5. What about when you fell on the ice? What about when you, you know, hit your head in the car? What? So all these kind of things to prevent causation back to the NFL, it'd be a long slog.
Yeah.
So they settled, and the settlement is definitely not perfect with the CTE thing, but it will be a settlement.
Andrew, always smarter on everything we talk to you about as soon as we're done talking to you about it. Happens every single time. Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Same to you. Enjoyed it, as always.
Always good to talk. Andrew Brandt here on 95.7 The Game. What a story he's got about bringing in Charles Woodson, the second greatest free agent signing outside of Reggie White. It's the most important guy to come in and sign with the Green Bay Packers, and that is a mouthful right there. So, you know, we're just, it's funny, we have two guys who are training in here today to be our board ops, weekend board ops fill-in guys. And since it's the holidays, it's a good time to come on in, do a little training, make sure you spend absolutely no time at all with your families or loved ones. Just, you know, serve the radio station. Welcome to the industry. It is appropriate, though, that today, Bouton Vixen is wearing a Charles Woodson jersey. The Bouton Vixen Woodson is mentoring these two young, virginal, new here, squeaky clean young men. Just so fresh and new. Look like we just shaved two Ewoks. This is what we got. How old are you? 23? How old are you? You're 22.
Oh, my God.
Please don't hold it against the ladies.
Don't hold it against them. Don't hold it against them.
Where's my walker?
Please don't hold it against the children. Wow. Look at the joie de vivre.
I was like, no.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. Radio will suck the lifeblood right out of you.
It only gets worse.
Just like right down in the marrow. You're 22 and 23. The both of you will feel like you're 37 by the time Monday gets here. Welcome to radio. Hopefully you both have very long runs in radio. I'll tell you, when you like what you do, even though, I'm going to tell you right now, the both of you are going to be paid horrifically. Even though you like what you do, that's really the key to life. That's, you know, you're happy, you enjoy it. And in the long run, nothing will get you more satisfaction in life than liking your job. So I suggest to you start looking for something else immediately.
Run.
But in the long run, hopefully it all works out. And one might even say that is our Tuesday trifecta topic this afternoon.
Look at that.
The long run. Are you ready? Are you ready for your long run topics? Question number one. Which do you think was the harder streak to pull off? The Warriors winning 28 in a row? Or the Panthers winning 18 straight right now? Two totally different sports, different ways to prepare, different time frames. Both of these streaks leapfrog into another season. So that's what's similar about them. But stringing together 28 in a row on a basketball court or 18 in a row on a football field, which do you think is the harder thing to accomplish in the long run? We've even had Tuesday trifecta topics about Christmas gifts, Gianna. Everyone's looking for the perfect Christmas gift. In the long run, it's impossible to please everyone.
Right.
But what people do try is the gift that keeps on giving. What is the gift that keeps on giving? Like, to this show, it's Jim Tomsula.
Yeah.
I mean, the gift that keeps on giving. Jed York, I feel like I should cut you a percentage of my check. Should, like, tithe to Jed York. What is the gift that keeps on giving? Is it the Jelly of the Month Club? Signed you up for the Jelly of the Month Club. It's the gift that keeps on giving. You hear that every single time.
All the time. Your Netflix membership. A lot of binge watching.
Sure. What is the gift that keeps on giving in your experience? What falls under that category? Have you ever received the gift that keeps on giving? And then number three, we're going to work in a little heartache here, because in the long run, that's part of life, too. The Raiders just enjoyed a very long run in Oakland. It might be over. If this is goodbye Raiders, what do you want to say? I'll give you a good 20 seconds to get it out. It could be a loving goodbye. Could be a giant verbal middle finger. It could be questions that you still have. It could be your frustration with the way everything went down. Whatever you want to say directly to the Oakland Raiders, you call the flagship right now, and I want to hear it. 888-957-9570, our Tuesday trifecta topic, the long run. Which do you think is a harder streak to pull off? The Warriors winning 28 in a row or the Carolina Panthers winning 18 straight? What do you think is indeed the gift that keeps on giving? And if it is goodbye Raiders, what do you want to say? I'll give you plenty of time. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570 is the number. Can't wait to hear from you. The Tuesday Trifecta officially is coming up next year. Tomorrow, I'll let you know, we do indeed have Harrison Barnes confirmed for the show. No, excuse me. That was today. I'm looking at the wrong list. Be like, geez, again? Wow, he's really good to us, isn't he? We've got Navarro Bowman confirmed for the show. We've got our good friend Trey Wingo on a Wingo Wednesday confirmed for the show. Cal head coach Sonny Dykes confirmed for the show. He's going to the Air Force Bowl. Or no, he's playing Air Force in the Military Bowl. The Armed Forces Bowl. That's it. The Air Force in the Armed Forces Bowl.
Correct.
That's what it is all together there.
I was like, no.
Thank you. We're also going to have JT the Brick, who should be able to put a perfect cherry on top of the Raiders Sunday, which this week is Thursday. Pause, wait, reflect.
Baby, 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 baby. I got the feeling, baby.
Oh, yes. Respect that, James Brown, and respect the Tuesday trifecta. The long run is our topic. Your answers to these three questions coming up next.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. We're back with the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
It was suggested on the text line, don't even bother asking how old these guys are who are training in here. Ask them the year they were born if you really want to feel old. What's your name?
Steve, whatever.
It's going to be Steve.
Steve.
Steven's a little too much for the radio station. Steve it is. Steve was born in 1993. It's the year I graduated from high school.
No, that doesn't make you feel old at all.
So
like, technically, you could be his parent if you had a kid very young.
So you're telling me that we're colleagues now, and I was graduating from high school when you were born.
Oh, my God!
Ho! Lord have mercy. I'll tell you what's going to make me feel young about 2 hours from now when I'm watching The Force Awakens.
The boy watch.
Yeah, that's basically what we're doing with these two guys. That is basically what's going on. But yes, tonight is the night. I am getting my Force awaken, and I feel good about it. It's officially time to get the Tuesday trifecta awoken. Do it.
And suddenly over the loudspeaker, I heard...
Trifecta.
Triple.
Trifecta.
With a triple.
Trifecta.
It's the Tuesday trifecta. One topic, three questions. Now. now, here's Damon Bruce.
All right, our topic tonight is the long run. Our first caller is Nick in Fremont. Thank you very much, Nick. You're going to be our guinea pig tonight. You ready?
Damon, ready to go.
Beautiful. Which do you think is the harder streak to pull off? The Warriors winning 28 in a row or the Panthers having won 18 straight?
Warriors winning 20 in a row just because it is off of a championship. They're supposed to be amidst the championship hangover, and they were anything but.
Yeah, did I say I meant 28? Excuse me, by the way.
No, my apologies as well. Yeah, 28.
What do you believe is that gift that keeps on giving?
I have a friend that got a new Audi A4. He's very privileged, but it's definitely been the gift that keeps on giving as long as he pulls it up front to bars and, you know, maybe not the Gianna Francos of the world and the respectable ladies like that, but it definitely is a good ace for him to have in his pocket to get ladies to come home with him.
Salute magnet?
Absolutely.
There you
Absolutely.
Go. There you go. Salutes love a new car. if it is indeed goodbye Raiders, what do you want to say?
Oh, man. Raiders with this fan base, it's a wonder how, you know, with that product and that stadium, how it's been able to stay intact. You have the best fan base on your hands, and you've really done nothing with it. Damon, have a good night. You are the boss of all bosses.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I love that he did not put me in the category. He's a
no.
nice, classy lady.
You're
like
classy,
myself.
And apparently I'm a capo di capo.
Pretty much.
The boss of the bosses. this is Marcus in Pinole. Marcus, long run is our topic tonight. What do you think's a harder streak? Warriors going 28 in a row or the Panthers doing 18 in a row?
I'm going to go Warriors only because when you're playing a streak in the NBA, any bad team, a la 10 and 17 team, can have a 50-plus percent shooting night randomly. Whereas for the most part, if you're the Cleveland Browns in the NFL, you're pretty much not going to beat the top-notch teams in the NFL.
All right, you're not randomly getting good any week. You're factually still the Cleveland Browns every single Sunday. Well, unless the Niners come to town, in which case, you know, light them up. Which do you think is, or what is, the gift that keeps on giving outside of, you know, an $80,000 sports car that is a chick magnet?
The gift that keeps on giving is for me is also going to be the gift that keeps on taking, and that's going to be Mr. Billy Beane. He's going to give us some amazing players. He's going to bring them up, get us in love with them, and then he's going to take them away.
At what point before the All-Star break do you think Sonny Gray's traded this year?
I'd say a week or two before.
Oh, value. If it is goodbye Raiders, Marcus, what do you want to say to them?
I'd say I'm still a fan, will forever be a Raiders fan. I am a Raider fan to heart. My middle name is Marcus Allen, so it's embodied in my name. And no matter where they move to, I'll be right there with them.
Wow, that is touching, man. I'm really so your middle name is Marcus Allen, like you were named after Marcus Allen?
My father is a diehard fan. He told my mom, if we have a boy, I am naming my son Marcus Allen.
Wow. Now, did Al Davis immediately start treating you poorly when he knew your name was Marcus Allen? How about this?
No.
Are you going to this last game? On Christmas Eve, it's a tough night to get away from the family, I know.
If I could, I would be there in a heartbeat.
Would you really? Because I got a pair of tickets, Marcus, and they're yours.
Oh, my God, Damon, you're the man.
Well, capo di capo, according to last caller. But I was waiting for a story that was going to move me, and I didn't know how many calls it would take. The fact that your name is Marcus Allen, this is your dad, and you'll actually go on Christmas Eve. Like, you're ready to ditch your whole family and go to a Raider game?
Oh, yeah.
Without hesitation.
Beautiful. Marcus, we're going to put you on hold, and we're sending you to this game on Thursday.
Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Thank you very much. Right back at you. Put Marcus on hold. Marcus is going to the Raiders game. Congratulations.
That's cool.
That's cool. I feel like we gave him to the right guy.
Yeah.
I feel like we gave him to a nice guy. But Damon, I didn't know that you were going to be giving away tickets. Well, see, that's where loyalty sometimes gets rewarded.
That's right.
Which really isn't in play if the Raiders move to L.A., but you know what I mean. Let's go to Justin in Fairfield, who's next in line. Justin, what we have here is a hard streak. 28 in a row in the NBA. 18 in a row in the NFL. Which is more impressive to you?
It's the NBA, definitely. NFL, it just seems like you got a team every year that's coming out the gates 10-0, 12-0, 14-0. You know, their teams are putting those kind of records together every year, it seems.
What do you think is the gift that keeps on giving?
Duh, herpes.
By the way, I've had like 17, 20 people text me herpes. Like, there must be a big outbreak in Northern California. Good.
I was like, no.
Yeah, no, no herpes. If it's goodbye Raiders, what do you want to say?
Well, I'm a Miami Dolphins fan. The Dolphins have been out here the last couple of times around my birthday, so that was cool. But I went through this a couple of years ago with the Sacramento Kings, and it's tough. You know, I wish that Mayor Kevin Johnson would come to Oakland and save the Raiders like he did with the Kings in Sacramento. I mean, it's just it's a shame anytime a sports team moves. It's just terrible, and I feel really bad for those fans.
Yeah, I do too, man. It's awful. It really, really is. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but it looks like all signs are pointed at it down. It really does. Justin, thank you very much. We go to Jordan in Danville, next caller. Jordan, harder streak. Warriors going 28 in a row or the Panthers dropping 18?
I just had a question. I don't know why is it 18, not 14? I think 14 is more difficult than winning 28 in a row.
It's 18 because they won their last four games of their regular season last year, so that's why it was.
Oh, okay.
The Warriors had won 28. The Warriors won 24 in a row to begin this year, but they wrapped up last season with four straight wins, so that's why you add them together. That's what it is.
Oh, got you. Okay, I still think Panthers. I just think taking out Seattle at home, the Green Bay game, I mean, that's a whole NFL season. You do the math, that's just 20% of an NBA season or whatever. Regardless, I think the Panthers streak is harder. I still think the Warriors are a better team. I think Seattle will eventually take down Carolina.
So now you're answering questions we're not even asking. Let's stay on topic. What is the gift that keeps on giving, Jordan?
A puppy. Easy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I got one last Christmas.
Nice. What kind of puppy?
Golden Retriever.
Oh, America's choice.
The best.
It's pretty good. If it's goodbye Raiders, what do you want to say?
I don't want to say goodbye, really. I'm young, so I've really only seen the worst of it. You know what I mean? But I don't even want to say bye. I'll be there on Thursday if that's goodbye.
That's nice of you, man. I'm glad you're going. See, that's the thing. You got a whole bunch of kids who grew up during the bad times, during the dreck. Like, they don't even understand what the nation is. Raider Nation's been asleep so long, no one remembers what it's like when it's awake. And it is a shame that if indeed the alarm wakes it all up, that the bedroom might not be here. God.
Yeah.
Oh, it just doesn't make any sense. Does not make sense to me. Jose in Livermore, next guy up. Jose, long run is our topic tonight for the trifecta. Which do you think is the harder streak, the Warriors dropping 28 in a row or the Panthers going 18 in a row?
Easy one, Damon. Carolina in 18. There's way too much parity in the NFL to go that long without losing.
What do you think is the gift that keeps on giving?
I'm going to go with social media, but more specifically Twitter. I mean, you can go through any random person's phone, look at their Twitter feed, and see the most ridiculous, hilarious stuff that will give you laughter for hours upon hours.
That are just deep, deep, deep depression and lack of faith in all humanity. So it kind of goes in both directions. If it's goodbye Raiders, what do you want to say, Jose?
See you again. They left before. They'll be back again if they truly do leave. This is where they belong. They'll make their way back home. And my prediction is they'll come back to Oakland before the Niners smarten up and move back to San Francisco.
Oh, geez. Well, I think both of these things are so far gone right now that it might be I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. The door has to stop swinging both ways at some point in time. Thanks very much for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, do the Raiders know that if you go, there's no coming back?
Right.
Like, I'm doing that deal right now. If you leave, that's it. You're dead. I'm not dead to me as a topic, but there's no more like, oh, we'd love to have you back.
Well, they'd come back to the Coliseum. I mean,
wouldn't it be funny if they moved back in 30 years and the Coliseum still existed? Like, they're moving back to the Coliseum.
Oh, yeah. That would actually be very pathetic.
probably going to talk about it. Oh, man, it's rough. It's just, it's rough. And it might be rough for everybody who's on hold right now to even get on, Danny. So I tell you what, you can stop taking trifecta calls. We'll squeeze in one more here, then take a break, and then come on back for our final segment of the night. If you're on hold, we're going to try and get to you. This is Zach in San Francisco. Zach, harder streak. Warriors winning 28 in a row, Panthers winning 18 in a row.
All right, Dan, I'm going to throw a stat up for you. The Carolina Panthers have never gone back-to-back seasons with a winning record, so I would have to give it to them. I love the Warriors, but, yeah, that's pretty improbable.
The gift. The gift that keeps on giving.
The gift that keeps on giving, Gavin, would be, you know, to buy yourself a new car. I recently purchased a truck, and it makes me very happy every day.
That does make you very happy. Someone might say that's the gift that's worth leasing. That way you can kind of swap it out.
Yep, Sun and Porsche.
Hashtag Sun and Porsche. Correct, hashtag, sir. Hashtag. Absolutely. Make sure you go get yourself a Sun and Porsche. yeah. If this is goodbye, what do you want to say to the Raiders?
All right, I'd say three things. One, stay true to your heart. Don't get greedy. And for all the billionaire checkbooks out there, if you build it, they will come.
Thank you very much. I agree. How about this? If you build it and then don't put Jim Tomsula in charge of it, they will come.
They might win.
Damon, gift that keeps on giving? A boob job. Kinda.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't need that.
No, I know.
You don't need that.
I was thinking for others.
Don't hold it against the ladies.
I was
Please,
thinking
stop.
For
stop.
Others.
Stop holding it against the ladies. Please. I'm begging you. What do you think? Gift that keeps on getting. How about your tamales?
I will
run out.
And you'll get more next year.
Yay!
So 365 plus days. I think my Netflix is my gift that keeps on giving. I love my Netflix. Or my Amazon Prime.
Do you and your husband Netflix and chill?
Yeah.
You know what that means? It means you're making babies. It means you're not watching new series. It means you're making babies.
All right. That's the fun part, isn't it?
When's someone going to be like, I'm thankful for your show, Damon? When's D. Bruce Show and Chill going to mean making babies? What are you doing tonight, D. Bruce Show and Chill?
Maybe we should offer a segment that helps those...
We should have a make the baby segment.
Make the baby segment.
Time to
this
make the baby.
This is your chill make the baby segment.
All right.
Pop it on.
How about Valentine's Day?
Let's do it.
We're scheduled. Valentine's Day is going to be all about sex and making babies. Write it down right now. And plan your
commute down in my plums.
Plan your commute and listening accordingly.
We got you covered.
We're going to be working. But is February 14th even a day that we can work? February 14th. Is, oh, it's a Sunday.
That's okay. We'll do it on Friday.
No, we'll do it. Yes. Well, I might be taking, because that's right during All-Star Week.
I love how we're planning your life here.
I'll tell you
live.
What. We're going to have the how to make a baby and make sweet, sweet love to make a baby show sometime in February, but definitely not when I'm going to be on vacation. All right. When we come on back, we're going to wrap up this Tuesday trifecta. Make a couple babies. The end of the Damon Bruce Show.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
All right, all right. Damon. My wife is driving to work listening to the show. Now she wants a boob job for Christmas. Mario.
Please don't hold it against the ladies.
Don't hold it against the ladies.
He's welcome. Hold that against the ladies.
Mario's welcome. No, and here's the thing. And by the way, Mario, you're welcome.
That's what I'm saying.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Fun for the whole family, if you really think about it.
Do you, boo?
I guess.
It is.
Hi, Zachariah.
What's up, Damon? How are you?
How are you?
Fantastic. I can't wait to eat my tamales that Gianna brought me in.
Oh. I did bring you something, though.
Okay.
I did. It's right here.
Guru and I.
Look at that. You tried to pull the jackass move, and she actually
is it a tamale, though?
Does it matter?
I didn't eat all day waiting for the tamale. I'm just messing.
Like, no.
Guru and I, 7 to 11. I'm looking forward to this interview, Guru. I mean, I called you Guru. Damon, Thurl Bailey. You know who he is? He was the center for the NC State Miraculous title team.
Yes.
Jim, and now
yes,
he's the...
he had the putback dunk after the missed shot.
And that's my favorite 30 for 30. I know the U gets a lot of love. That's my favorite. Because I didn't realize how many games they won that were that miraculous.
So one of my favorite things was getting to know Bobby V. Bob Valvano, who was Jim Valvano's brother at ESPN. Uh-huh. And just what great guys they are. So, yeah I love that 30
and now
for
he does,
30.
And now he does work for the Jazz.
Nice.
Pre-game,
very
halftime,
cool.
Post-game.
Cool.
So we're going to be talking to him. And I got to do your trifecta.
Yeah, you want to do it?
Yeah.
More impressive, Warriors going 28 in a row or Panthers going 18 straight?
Not
going to
be a popular opinion out here in the Bay, but I got to go with the Panthers. Football is a lot harder to go on a streak than basketball. I mean, basketball, if you're that good.
You got someone working a full week against you.
Yeah.
A full week.
Plus
every
the injuries
week.
Are so much time. More in football. I got to go with the Panthers.
Gift that keeps on giving. Besides Mario wife's boob job that she's...
You're right. You should be thanking DB, Mario. I'm going to go with Twitter. It took me a while to get around to Twitter. I was always a MySpace guy. I know that sounds pathetic. Anyways, Twitter is there's so much stuff on Twitter. That guy that you always retweet that I started following and then I brought him on as a guest because I steal from you all the time. Rosenberg?
No, Robert Latall.
I steal him. He's like now my guy. He's not even yours anymore. That was fully stolen. I now have the...
I did totally lose my Black Sports Online connection.
The guy that tweets out the real estate prices.
Oh, Mike Rosenberg.
Yes, him. He is amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
And there's just so much stuff on Twitter, so many links. I mean, the pictures can be a little much, the memes and all that. But in terms of just the information that you can get, I'm going to go with Twitter.
Okay.
You know, it's a good answer. It's the biggest change in the internet since I started using the internet.
Yeah.
It's
incredible.
I'll give it that much.
That's how we get our
and
news.
Then what's my third?
That and buffering and maybe
dial up internet not needed. That was a pretty big deal.
Pornography. It's nice too.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got that with buffering. At least
that's where I went.
Anyways, you had to spell it out. I love
we
you for it.
We didn't need the dot, dot, dot.
I love you for it.
All right, and you don't get to answer the Raiders question because we're running out of time, and you get to do a whole show about the disappearance of the Raiders if you want to or not. It's Zachariah and Guru coming up next. Austin and San Jose, we're running out of time. So let's just jump right to what goodbye would be. Maybe you got the gift that keeps on giving. Hop on it.
I'll give you both in order. So we're going to do a good family recipe, and then we're going to say thank you, Charles Woodson.
That's fantastic. And a good family recipe is a gift that keeps on giving indeed. Thank you, Austin. Steve is in Oakland. Steve, gift that keeps on giving. We're down to the Tuesday twofecta, okay? What is the gift that keeps on giving?
The gift that keeps on giving is, unfortunately, it's a sports talk show, but I feel like welfare checks are the gift that keeps on giving.
What?
That's some honesty. Raiders, say goodbye.
Raiders, say goodbye. I'm a lifelong season ticket holder. I was 13 years old when the Raiders left in Oakland in 1982. It broke my heart. So all I'm going to say is please cue the Khalil Mack quote.
Would you cue the Khalil Mack quote, if you would, please, from today about Charles Woodson? Give him love. Or you can just use the, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I was like, no.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I was like, no. Sounded like he just woke up. Like, it was the first thing he was saying all day.
That groggy voice.
He needs one of those, one of those. By the way, thanks. Love, Mario.
You're welcome.
Down from the text line.
DB and chill.
I'm going to tell you this right now, Mara, if your wife is still listening, don't go for the absurd showstoppers. Don't look for the traffic stopper knockers.
Keep it proportionate.
They need to be body proportionate.
Yes.
If the key to a good cheeseburger is burger to bun ratio,
cheese.
The only thing I'd like more than a good burger is well ratioed boob to bun ratio, let's just say. So it's got to fit in.
You don't want it to be awkward or...
You can't be skinny in the bottom, skinny in the middle, Dolly Parton in the penthouse.
Mm-mm. Doesn't work. It's not natural.
Right. You look like, remember, the best of plastic surgery is you look like the better version of you, not the, like, sucked back into time version.
Like, cartoony looking.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Actually, never mind. Get some triple E bolt-ons. You'll love them. Damon, my neighbor's wife is the gift that keeps on. Come on.
That's terrible.
That's, you can look, but you can't touch. Terrible. Doesn't matter where you go to.
Shame.
Yeah.
Total shame.
Yeah. Shame. Shame.
Ring a ding ding. Thank you very much. Danny is the moral compass the show needed.
Except he gave me a shame earlier. I'm still hurt by that.
Well, you,
I didn't ask for it.
It was a bad pun. It was a bad pun.
It was cute.
Everything you do is adorable.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the tamales. I'm sorry to everybody. You're running out of time today. Oscar, bump, Mike. It just ain't going to happen. Give me the shame bell. I'm sorry that I... You know what it really is? You know what the shame is? It's Zachariah. He was not supposed to... He took way too long.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
So we got one more show before the holidays, and it's tomorrow. We're really looking forward to it. Navarro Bowman, JT the Brick is going to join us. Trey Wingo on a Wingo Wednesday. No spoiler Star Wars recap.
Okay.
No spoilers.
Promise?
Promise. I want to thank the Bouton, Vixen, Woodson. Thank you very much. Your Christmas cards are amazing. We'd tweet them, but a riot would start. Gianna, your tamales, I can't wait to eat them. Thanks for all the other goodies.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Danny, awesome stuff today. Glad you're feeling better. Good job all the way around. We thought he was going to be sick all week. He rallied. Ryan and Steve, the young ingenues, I can't wait to watch your spirits crushed daily in front of me. Your parents have made terrible decisions encouraging you to go into radio. It's not too late to reconsider.
Don't follow your dreams.
And on that note, sports don't build character, they reveal it.
Es la 95.7. Vamos, San Bruce Show. Escúchalos, son los número uno.
And like that, he's gone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.